and from this year's Winter Olympics to a former Summer Olympian.
Misty Hyman is best known for her surprising gold medal win at the 2000 Olympics in Sydney, Australia. In an upset, she beat record holder Susie O'Neill in the 200-meter butterfly and was so shocked she won, she looked at the scoreboard three times just to check.
This has been a great swim by the American. Hyman is still in front. O'Neill is second. Thomas is third. Misty Hyman is going to win gold for the Americans. Misty Hyman comes in first. O'Neill gets second. Misty Hyman cannot believe it.
That was back in 2000. Today, her life looks a little different.
Can you talk? Can you say hello?
That's all they do at this age, just like these effort grunts.
Yeah, it's so cute.
It's adorable. That's right. Late last year, she gave birth to a baby girl, Vivian. She's 4 months old now, and she and her mom came into our studios recently to talk with me more about the new biggest challenge in her life, becoming a mom for the first time.
And for a little insight for listeners who may not know, Lauren, you're also a new mom.
I am. And we had a lot to talk about. So even more than those cute little baby noises that you heard Vivian make there, Hyman recently wrote a piece for the Arizona Republic about her new life and making the transition from being a professional athlete and Olympian to being a mother. So when we sat down, we started by talking about expectations and how quickly they can change when you have a newborn.
Everybody told me, yeah, this is going to change your life forever, and it'll be really challenging. There are things you just can't even describe until you're in it. And I tried to prepare myself for that, but it was much more challenging than I could have imagined.
Yeah. You said in that article that being a mom so far is harder than training for the Olympics, which I think sounds like an overstatement, but having done it myself, it's probably not, right?
Well, you know, in certain ways, it definitely is more challenging. I think, you know, and I say that half jokingly, of course, but, you know, one of the things I think for me as a swimmer is I always had a significant amount of control over my schedule, and if I made a plan, I could stick to it. And so I felt like I could check certain boxes and I could get certain things done and move towards my goals mm-hmm. that way. And when you have a baby, that changes completely. I'm now on her schedule, and I don't know how much time I might have to do a certain task, or if I had a plan for the day, it might completely go out the window. I think it's been really healthy for me to, I think when I retired from swimming, I had to let go of some of that rigidity and structure to kind of go with the flow and realize that, you know, normal life away from competitive sports has a lot more gray area. And I think having Vivian has just taken that to the next level. So I think it's been good, but it certainly has been a challenge as well.
Yeah, yeah. And as an athlete, you have to be so rigid, so structured. You're working like in this methodical way toward this very specific long-term goal. Are those things, though, that you think you can learn lessons from and take into motherhood?
Absolutely. I think that mentality also helps me a lot. So I think, as with most things I've learned from my swimming career, there are, you know, some things, if taken to extreme, can be negative, but on the other hand, they can also be strengths. And I think trying to find that balance where I can use that kind of goal setting, where it's as simple as, okay, our goals today are to, you know, try to take a certain number of naps today, and mom's going to try and send out a few emails and you know, just very simple things. And I think, you know, I do apply that kind of goal setting and structure in a very different way now.
Well, and so naps, send a few emails, like those things might not happen, though, with a newborn at home. How are you adjusting to that transition, to that total kind of loss of control of these things?
Yes, I think it's funny because there's a part of me that is just so overjoyed and grateful and so in love with her and so happy to be home just playing with her all day. And, you know, you can hear a little coo there.
Uh-huh.
it's just a joy. It's the best miracle, the best thing that's ever happened to me. And at the same time, there's kind of this other part of myself that I think sometimes I fight with a little bit, because there's part of myself that says, you didn't get anything done today. You know, you didn't even shower today, which sometimes yes. happens as a new mom.
Right.
And so I think, you know, having to reconcile those two parts of myself, the one that's happy to be, you know, rolling on the bed and playing and watching her learn to use her fingers and identify her toes and things like that. And then the other part that says, oh, but I'm not being productive today, and kind of defining my success for the day in terms of productivity.
Yeah.
And so I've really had to readjust what a successful day looks like.
Yeah, that's a real challenge, too. I want to talk about also some of the things that you've learned. So going through this and making this transition from being an Olympian, an athlete, a coach, to being a mom, what have you learned?
I think the biggest thing that has struck me is kind of, as much as she's born, I'm kind of being born again myself in a way, in terms of my new identity as a mom and the way I look at life and the way I see the world through her eyes. And, you know, when she smiles and my heart just skips a beat and it's like the world has just stopped and she's the most precious thing, or to see my husband holding her and the way he looks at her and how much he loves her. Those, you know, things just put everything in perspective, you know, compared to some of maybe the other accomplishments that I would hold so dear, you know, as far as having a baby is so much more important than, you know, trying to win a gold medal.
That's quite a perspective to have, though. So you worked really hard in your career and in your life, and you've achieved so much. Do you want her to follow the same path? Do you want to teach her how to swim or become an athlete?
I want her to pursue whatever she wants to in life. If that includes sports, that's wonderful, and I'll support that. And if it doesn't, that's okay. Sometimes, you know, I worry that, you know, if she decides that she likes swimming, it might be tough for me to watch her. And I kind of tease my husband that he might have to lock me in the closet and, you know, take her to the pool. And then when she comes home, I'll just say, I love you, baby. Did you have fun? And not get involved in that, you know, in putting any expectations or, you know, any of my preset notions about, you know, what she could or should be doing on her. I really want to just support her with the tools that I've learned from my swimming to help her, you know, live her best life.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about those. So are there lessons that you learned from swimming, from being an Olympian, that you want to teach her?
Yes, I think one of the biggest lessons I learned from swimming and from having a big goal like being in the Olympics is that it's, you know, and everybody says it, but it's not so much about the destination, but it's the process. Yeah. And, you know, you think that, oh, when I get here, I'm going to be happier. When I achieve this, everything's going to be okay. And really what I loved most, looking back at my career, was the process of getting there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my life didn't change. It changed a lot of ways. I get to be here, for example, you know, winning a gold medal. But really the important part was the process and who I became along the way. And so I want her to learn to enjoy that process and the journey and to make the most of it.
Yeah, yeah. Are there things on the flip side of that about swimming and about that career and that path that you chose that you wouldn't want to inflict on her that would worry you if she went this way?
No, but I do look back and I wonder, you know, I realize that I wanted to be an Olympian so bad I could taste it, you know, and that was something I thought about. You know, it was just something that was a part of who I was. And so I really enjoyed the hard work and the dedication and some of the sacrifices and the choices that I made in order to make that happen. But looking back, I think, gosh, how did I do that? You know, you have to be a little bit crazy to want something so bad, to work that hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I did choose that over some of the other things I could have chosen. And so, you know, if that's something that drives her, I want her to pursue it. But if it's not, that's okay, because there are so many other joys in life that she can experience and make the most of outside of that kind of a commitment. Because it's really, in order to achieve something like that, it's not a balanced lifestyle. You know, it's a very unbalanced lifestyle in a lot of ways. And I'm happy I did it because that's what I wanted. But I'm not sure it's the right thing for everyone.
Yeah, okay. Misty Hyman and her daughter, Vivian, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me, Lauren.